Girl, let's talk. You know, so many of us lack self-love and don't even know it. Most of us think that self-love is only physically deep. That if you love the way that you look, you have self-love. That if you're satisfied with your weight, you have self-love. But how many of us on this podcast alone find ourselves settling for less than what we deserve? How many of us spend so much time sacrificing our own needs, wants, and desires for the sake of everyone else? How many of us on this podcast have been in or are in relationships not worth a damn? Or simply, how many of us are doubting ourselves way too much, harder on ourselves than we should be, not giving ourselves enough credit? I started a nonprofit organization called the Self-Love Kindle Project because so many of us have the same narratives. So too many times do we sit back and watch our sisters hate themselves while we do nothing. Too many times have I personally cried alone, not because I had to, but because I didn't think people would understand. And you see, there's women out there that's looking for a nonprofit organization just like that, wondering where we are to give them what they need to go out and save the day, be their own hero. I was tired of just sitting back. I am a girl who has probably been through more than most could fathom. I tried blaming my father for his absence. I tried blaming my mother for her drug addiction. I tried blaming my grandmother for making me feel like I needed to be perfect. But when it was all said and done, it all boiled down to me. I lacked self-love. I didn't know my worth. I didn't know how to love myself, and that's why I couldn't get ahead. That's why I settled for relationships I shouldn't have been in. I let them define what I deserve. That's why I settled for a job that did not fulfill me and I didn't even try to get out of it. That's why I put everyone's happiness before my own, even if that meant I had to be the one to suffer. We are here, this organization, to help women through their lack of self-love and to take them on a journey to self-love, letting them know that this isn't the final destination once you get there, but you have to keep working on you, keep practicing self-care, sustain it. Half the time, we don't even know we lack it. Suppressing your story and wondering why you can't flourish in your relationships or your friendships. You ain't dealing with nothing and you don't love yourself enough to figure it out. Find out who you are, what you want, what your heart aches for. You have toxic ways that you think people are just supposed to get used to or accept instead of working on you. Prioritize yourself. And so we are here to give women their voices, a platform for self-love and everything that took them away from themselves and head back on the journey to who they were always meant to be. To end this podcast, I wanted to go over some of the branches of self-love written by Rachel Joy. I felt like they were amazing and really helpful, beneficial. So they are self-awareness and self-honesty. Have standards, and that doesn't mean expectations. There's a difference. Don't get them confused. Standards, knowing what you're worth and what you will and will not settle for. Why not make them come up and get you? Stop bending over and settling for what you know you do not deserve. Make them come up and get you. Self-acceptance, love yourself unconditionally, the good, the bad, the ugly, all the decisions you ever made, all the stuff that you have been through, your story, your journey. Accept who you are and who it has built you to be. You are resilient and you made it. You didn't fold and you are still here. You have an opportunity to turn it around. Accept all of that because it made you strong. It made you who you are. It made you able to continue to be on this journey. Accept that. Self-care. Nourish your body and your soul so that you can feel whole and full of energy. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Having compassion for your journey and where you are. Stop being so hard on yourself. Everything in this moment is exactly as it should be. Self-esteem. Have confidence to show up exactly the way you want to experience life. Self-empowerment. Empower yourself to be more, do more, and see more. Self-respect. Respect yourself. It's hard to be happy when we aren't living in integrity with who we truly are. Self-pleasure. Have fun. Enjoy life. And self-expression. Speak your truth. Speak your truth so that all the other areas in your life coincide into one epic, amazing life. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Talk soon.